You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford.
Your pentagram is down below our floor. Your naked body shimmers in the night. Dancing and chanting a sacrificial rite. Dry with the ashes from dead babies who have passed the test just like all the rest, but never really understood the reasons why they took it in the first place. Silver won't weaken this old heart. Yeah, dancing and chanting in a sacrificial rite. I fell to the ground on a windy, windy night. Well, I have passed the test just like all the rest, but never really understood the reasons why I took it in the first place.
Put you in her zoo right between the connections.
canaries and the cockatoos. She'll pull out your feathers for her brand new hat, and when she's done that, she'll feed you to her cat. So watch,
watch out,
watch she out. Ain't
watch out.
No
watch
good
out.
For you. Good for you.
Good morning. You're listening to The Electric Hour, WFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld. I am not joined this morning by my faithful co-host, or not so faithful co-host, Brennan Corriston. He is proctoring econ exams all day. He's just going to be sitting up there making sure kids don't copy off each other's papers and such. So he's not with us in the studio. It's a breezy, balmy, beautiful day with a light touch of sunshine and not a cloud in the sky. You know, this is lovely. That's what you like to see in the sky. Not so many clouds, no clouds milling around like a bunch of theater goers at intermission time. That's what I like about the sky, is when there's no clouds. Just kidding. I like overcast weather. For obvious reasons. Yeah, I'm sans Brennan today. You just heard some, oh, sorry. Keep on trolling. That's one of our newest slogans for season four. We got a big nod of approval from our guests that the new slogan. So it's good. It's good. We've been saying that and to great effect. Yeah, you just heard some Cake, a couple songs off their first album from I think 1992, Motorcade of Generosity. You heard Pentagram and then Ain't No Good. That's a cool little record there that I've been digging. You heard a couple other tracks this morning, but you'll also hear from our two big name guests who I had to practically yank off their tour bus. That's how famous they are. I had to practically, you know, break into their tour bus and switch out their normal seats with ejector seats controlled by a remote that only I own, and then eject them out of their tour bus. I practically had to do that to get them out. It was, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I didn't literally, but I pretty much did. Yeah. You know. So you just heard their voices in speaking order of Scott Geltzahler and Evan Starr. A couple of senior members of Major Undecided.
Yeah.
We have our last show of the year this Friday. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to get with all the comedy groups, get their seniors in. We were not joined by the other senior of Majors, Miriam Gladstone, but she was on this show a few months ago.
She's busy being impressive and running a marathon.
Yeah.
That's where she is?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Miriam will be in the Boston Marathon.
So she's doing her last run
today. Yeah, so she's running, I think they do like 50 or 60 miles today. And then so the marathon's easy.
That sounds about right.
Right? That's how I would do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Evan and Scott have been with Majors for a long time, and they're going to be on stage together for this show talking about alternate universes and such. So, yeah, I'm going to have you guys here this week. I'm going to get some of the stand-up folks next week, some Institute folks after the week after that. You know, it's good. Had the TFL leadership here mm-hmm. last week. You know, It's a thing.
You're making the rounds.
I'm trying to make the rounds before you guys up and have to pack up your rucksacks.
Hey, we'll always be here.
Oh.
In your heart.
Oh.
I won't.
And in the studio.
Thank you, Scott, for making room for new people. in my heart. Right. Well, so, and you guys both have jobs, as I understand it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you both tell me about your jobs and the listeners?
Yeah. You want to go first?
Sure.
For those Boston Ave commuters, you know, you might think your job is great, and maybe it is, but here's what some Tufts grads are about to do.
Yeah, starting in June, I think, I will be a mechanical engineer at Raytheon in Marlboro, working on interesting top secret government work and being, you know, a general part of the military industrial complex that we call life.
Oh, right. What is life but a nice military-industrial complex?
Exactly.
D-
Do you know what projects you'll be working on?
It's sort of in the...
Give us a taste.
It's like in the antenna radar systems section, but they can't give me any specifics until I get a clearance in terms of security.
How do you think you're what do you think they're going to dig up in that background check? I assume there's a pretty extensive...
Well, yeah, there's Night Shift.
Oh, right.
Probably dig up that.
Yeah, there's a pretty compromising video of having
not,
it myself.
Not Kinder?
Oh, yeah.
You think if they're really
good, they'll find
Kinder?
Oh, my God.
If they're really good...
I could totally make it so that Kinder leaked. I could absolutely 100% do that.
Throw that onto 4chan or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where... Do you think that's where the Raytheon guys look?
It's where they look.
It's where they hang out.
They always have the new recruits looking at 4chan to see if any other people are there.
So you're going to be designing antennas and antennae. I thought that was something we pretty much knew how to make.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone thinks about everything. But then someone's like, oh, you know what's better than this goat? The automobile.
Wow, true.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I'll be taking the automobile to the goat of current antenna systems.
Okay. Oh, no, hold on. I have an antenna question also. I heard that the size of... I learned in my optics class, and it sounded plausible, but possibly fake. Also, that the length of the antenna is the wavelength of the radiation that it emits. Is that true?
I thought it was about like how tightly the metal was wrapped around it.
Yeah, I mean, like, ideally, I suppose, but like the material you use and everything else also.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
my optics professor just kind of said that, and I was like, "Wait, that seems like way too fundamental."
Well, yeah,
for you
but
to
that's like a physics course,
say.
So it's like if everything else is perfect, if we're ignoring friction.
Oh well. Oh, man. We ignore friction all the time.
Oh, gosh. What a great time that was before we had to start doing diffie-q's in physics.
Well, honestly, I miss friction because now I'm in, like, quantum and statistical mechanics and stuff, and friction doesn't even come up.
Oh.
All our problems are just, like, derive Einstein's blurb blurb, and it's like, yo, what about sliding down a hill?
Where's my free body diagram?
Where's my mass on a cart? Yeah.
I gotta tell you, as a poli sci major,
friction
is so important.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that factors into all your problem sets.
Everywhere. All my problem sets are just solely friction.
Scott, you're on your laptop right now. Are you live tweeting this experience?
No. No,
are
I should
you
be.
Doing your homework?
I'm doing my homework.
Nice. Great. Glad you're engaged.
But not really.
Right.
So jobs we were talking about.
What
so
are you doing?
I will be moving down to Washington, D.C.
To be president, right?
Yes.
Congrats.
Yeah.
One of those contested conventions. So Scott just sort of throws his hat.
Both conventions will be contested. So I'm just going to, like, you know, walk in.
And one of them will pick you. One of them.
Yeah. I'll get like one delegate. My mom will sign up for Jersey and be like, I want my son. No, I will be working at a company called Bully Pulpit Interactive that does digital political consulting for a bunch of races and nonprofits and like really
political races.
Yes, political races. Oh, God.
I looked at their website and it seems like a lot of good groups that I like.
Yeah, it's definitely things that I'm, like, happy to be working for,
right,
as opposed to, like, the military-industrial complex, for example.
I mean, hurtful.
Yeah. The military-industrial complex really needs to up its marketing game.
I I'm glad they just didn't invite me to go down to Tucson to work on missile systems.
They need to make it hip. They need to make it hip.
They do. They need to make it youthful.
Mm. I should get a Twitter.
Get young people interested in the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
So do you know what like your day-to-day tasks will involve?
So a lot of it's going to be like analysis of what the guys in the lab come up with and then using it to build advertisements and like larger campaigns.
Is that where the friction comes into it? Guys in the lab?
In the lab, yeah. They got to rub stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They spend their time rubbing balloons together and sticking them to walls.
Right.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important in politics.
Right. Right. And so, what's your trajectory with that? Do you think?
Do you mean like career wise?
Yeah. Your aspiration.
I don't know. I'm probably gonna stay there until the end of the cycle.
Right. Right. Oh well. Sure.
Yeah. They have me until December for now.
Okay.
But they hire. It's a program, so they hire out of the program. Other than that, I might like do that for a year and then law school afterwards.
Ah.
Because everything's done for law school except I just need to send the applications.
Oh, wow. So you take, wait, have you taken the LSAT?
Yeah.
Oh.
He nailed the LSAT.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You passed the LSAT.
I might take it once more. Wow. But,
not bad.
Yeah, so like that's all done. Yeah, I did it. It was a mess. I did it. Well, not the test itself, but the studying process.
Right.
I did it first semester, which was a mistake.
Huh. I think you're our first guest who has a law degree in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is what, taking is what the LSAT gives you that law degree.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
When I say you pass the bar?
Yeah,
that's what they're talking about.
That's what they mean,
like,
the LSAT.
It's like a high jump.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like there's a bar.
Yeah.
That you have to do better than in the LSAT.
And then there's a bar that you have the law degree. And you have to go to the bar and drink.
That's exactly right. What I did.
A lot. No, you have to. Well, first you have to walk past it.
Right.
You have to pass the bar.
I went. And then, then you can. Literally right after the.
And
oh my God.
Come back and drink.
So, like, right after the LSATs, I went right to a bar.
Sure.
As you do. Got just, like, a lot. And then.
Sure.
Right afterwards, went to a major's audition.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how a lot of people were first introduced to you.
This was in the morning.
This was the first major's audition.
Oh, so this was some morning in October.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And I don't remember what part I got, but it sure was interesting auditioning in that state of mind.
You were in Mountain Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Well, you must have done all right then. Evan, I believe that sketch is called The Break Room.
It is called, yes. The Break Room.
Right, sorry,
you
of course.
You spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah, Evan.
Now no one's going to go on YouTube.
I really don't like
Tango Foxtrot, Evan.
I really don't like it when we refer to a sketch as something and then it's called something else.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't we just call...
Like how we called Zoinks good?
Oh!
Why was I even invited on this show?
Oh, beef has been slapped on the grill. Oh,
delicious, delicious beef.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just unearthed some raw beef. Somebody must have buried it here years ago.
The thing with that is I wasn't even here for it. It's a great sketch, but
Scott has never gotten to see Zoinks.
I've never seen it live. I saw the
I saw the, you were gone.
Yeah, I saw the grainy, like...
The BU video?
The grainy BU, right. Video.
The, like, 32-bit video. Wow, that's funny. Because it was like the it sketch of last year.
It certainly was. It was like, are we traveling? Let's bring this sketch. And yeah. I'm like, it's parody, guys.
Well, because like the whole board was in it.
Yeah.
So
it was like pretty easy to just be like, oh, we know how to bring this.
So like, I think literally there was one non-board person in the sketch and they're
and it
now.
It was the ghost.
And
it,
yeah. Well, no, Brian.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. Brian. But no, now he's in the board.
Yeah, but now he's on board. This is really interesting for all the online listeners. Let's see.
How many of them jumped
have
in?
Have we lost them?
You got to refresh. Oh, no. We gained one.
What?
Hey, you there in Wren Hall. Thanks for telling your roommate to listen to. Where are my fellas in Wren at?
They probably saw us on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. They're really tuned into the social media over there, Wren.
Between the three of us, we've got a lot of friends.
No one sees me on Facebook
that aren't
anymore.
In comedy. Right?
Yeah, right. That's that's the target demo of the show, is our numerous friends who don't do all the same stuff we do.
I want to
open up this now. I've got a lot of, you know, I follow the politics. I keep my finger on the pulse.
God.
Scott's ears pricked up. No. There's a segment we like to do that I like to do called Government Gripes, where you talk about what your biggest beef with the government is right now. But I'm also we don't have to, but I'm just a little curious because I know Scott is a Hillary guy. I think Evan's a Bernie guy. I am a Hillary guy.
Good. This is good.
So,
this,
you know, I just...
This
I
is
just,
not representative of
no,
our
no,
generation.
This is really weird.
This is such a bad ratio.
So it's just funny.
Guys,
that,
if we were being polled right now, they'd be like, what happened to Bernie pulling the millennials?
It's like Michigan.
I know. Hillary has won 66% of this WMFO caucus.
And also what is this,
Mississippi? Am I right?
Yeah, and also almost that much of the popular vote.
well, this were a caucus, though.
Yeah, so really, WMFO, this studio is representative representative of the nation as a whole.
But not our generation.
Not this campus or this generation.
You know, with our demographics and whatnot being young white males.
Yeah, I know.
This is definitely representative of the country as a whole.
Yeah, we're that target demo.
And also representative of Bernie's support. What are you guys doing?
I don't know, dude. He just, at this point, he just rubs me the wrong way now. Like, when he talks now, I'm just like, ugh, Bernie. Mm. I don't.
That's anti-Semitism, John.
Oh, right. Oh, that's true.
That's just ingrained anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
I get that.
No, that's definitely fair.
Yeah.
Everyone's anti-Semite. Everyone's sexist.
Yeah, that's true. We really, we really identified what people's dominating bigotry is. You know, we finally got the misogynists and the anti-Semites to split forces.
Yeah. And as we found out, more people hate Jews.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I could have wagered that. I think.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I could have.
Look at a history book.
I think 6 out of 10 times I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any government gripes, you know, any has the government rubbed you the wrong way in any way recently? I'd love to hear about that. This is, you know, this is a free form show. I don't have to conform to Uncle Sam sticking his claws up my bum hole. You know, on this radio program.
Unless you're into that thing. Unless...
Whoa.
The valid point. That has not occurred to me.
He's got the worst image in my head.
Yeah. Oh, because he's pointing his big finger at you in the posters. Just, yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, just imagine a really long claw coming out.
I know. I normally phrase it as him putting his claws up there, which I feel like even if you were into that, you wouldn't necessarily want like a big, beefy claw. Although now that I'm saying that,
meaty claws,
big meaty claws. But anyway, as you guys have any government gripes? Any
the student government gripe?
Oh, ooh. Lay it on me, Scott. That absolutely counts.
So
TCU,
yeah, TCU.
Oh yeah,
TCU is corrupt. No,
yeah. Let's break some scandals.
I recently got reimbursed again with the theme of Major Undecided.
Yeah, well, that's appropriate.
For a bunch of props that I bought.
Sure.
Or more accurately, my parents' Amazon bought. And,
sure.
So you
might want to talk a little bit closer.
You got
so,
free money then.
Well, I'm probably going to give it to them. And if it's anything under $50 for the reimbursement, you get a petty cash slip.
Okay.
Which is a little slip. I think it's still in my bag. That basically is like, hey, you went to the campus center. Now you have to go to Dowling and sign more stuff.
Right.
But if it's over $50,
like what my
then
thing
you
was.
Just get a check.
Oh, right, yeah.
So mine was $47.90. just give me the check.
Yeah.
When I was going there, I saw on the Major Undecided folder, which by the way, they just let me peruse through every group's folder.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they totally do that.
I definitely could have stolen like a couple $1,000.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you didn't have your name on it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they were made out to cash, which is what I make all the checks out to. That's what I did last year.
You think Johnny Cash had an issue with checks?
Yes. Probably, because he was a convicted felon.
No, so like as I was perusing, I saw a check to Evan Starr
right.
for like $80-something.
It just made me mad. That up.
Well, that's actually funny because Sam Gordon... You know, is teaching that ex-college class, and he bought donuts for his class, and that's from the ex-college, though. That's not TCU. Because he got a check for donut reimbursements.
Oh, yeah.
But that's ex-college.
When I was working for the Daily, I mean, I don't know.
How often did you have to buy stuff for the Daily?
Well, no, it was gas reimbursements.
Oh, sure, right. That occurred to me as I said.
For being investigative.
Well, yeah, no, I
driving
I
out
like
to Worcester to get the, hot, tough stories.
I was like one of the people with a no. It was more like picking up food
uh-huh.
on a like a bi-weekly basis.
Right. Okay.
How far
so
are you going to get food that you're getting reimbursed for gas?
So it's
not that far, but
Worcester.
Just going up to Helens.
So your gripe is TCU's arbitrary
$50 petty cash slip cut.
But it has to be some
or you could just write a check for anything.
That's true. I don't know. Don't you? Yeah, I guess. Why wouldn't they? I don't know.
I have another gripe about student government.
Oh, lay it on me, Evan. Yeah.
Oh,
this show is not, you know, we're not part of the political, you know, mainstream.
Except at Tufts.
Except, no, not today.
We're not representative.
I don't know whether Brennan's a Bernie or Hillary guy. I'm not sure he's made up his mind.
Yeah, I feel like Brennan's apolitical.
He kind of is.
I imagine Brennan's like, you know what? They're both, you know what? They're going to make
I'm
it.
Not
they're
sure.
Both,
they're both, I'm going to ask
They're
him.
Both swell.
I'm going to ask you. They're both, hey, you know.
You know what? Maybe Brennan's a Kasich guy.
No.
I feel like Brennan's an O'Malley guy.
I think Kasich hates abortions way more than Brennan ever will.
I feel like Kasich hates abortions more than Brennan will hate anything in
his
life.
Yeah, that's true. So what's your
my gripe? Is that uncontested TCU elections don't show up when you go and vote?
Yeah, you can't. So even like vote
you'll
for that.
You will never
who
see them.
Cares?
I know, but like these are senators that are representing you.
But it doesn't matter whether you vote for them.
I know, but you like I would want to see their name.
I think you can find that out.
Yeah, but like
I mean, you'll be able to find it out when they say who the senators are, but like also I don't know, I'm an election nerd and I'm interested in who wins by the most.
Yeah, don't they publish the results at least?
But not no
but you, don't you, even you vote. Want to vote yeah
no you don't even vote oh, oh, oh. On uncontested elections
they don't show up on
oh
this.
I get it, so right, so you would want to see who of the uncontested people got the most votes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
We wanted to try to run a real successful campaign.
Well, because I was gonna run Dan Kamlars's campaign.
Sure.
For re-election.
Right.
That's kind of right up Scott's alley.
And yeah. I was like, I got nothing to do this week. So,
right.
And Dan was like, can you help? And then it ended up being uncontested. So, like, Brad and I.
It sounds like you did a great
Brad
job.
Brad and I came together from both sides of the Democratic political spectrum. And
it was incredible and to then, see like, them working together.
Worked pretty hard on like making a whole like big Facebook page and like events and whatnot for Dan. And we were like, so my strategy was to get out the vote. Because if you get out the vote, you win, obviously. Right.
But especially no one votes.
In these things. Exactly. Especially in these things because no one votes. So my strategy was let's break the election record.
Right.
And then it just turns out you're not even allowed to campaign because there's no election.
Ecom wouldn't let him campaign.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. That's actually interesting that you mentioned that because I am running for a board position today. For Society of Physics students.
Oh.
So
which
maybe
position?
Head of friction?
Friction boy.
I need to check what it's called.
It doesn't bode well for being elected to the position.
Here's the thing, is I definitely have the most charisma and panache of anyone in literally the whole department. So
bold claim.
I do believe.
The problem is it's the physics department and B it's John.
Problem is that I genuinely think that's true, so yeah. You know. Okay, let's see. The positions different email.
Except for Roger Tobin. He's got more charisma.
That guy does have some charisma.
Yeah.
PR coordinator.
Ooh,
would be my role.
Yeah,
I basically just want to like up our brand. Actually, what I really want to do. This is my plot. So don't tell anybody. But my plot is SPS currently does not have a Twitter account. So my plan is basically to run on like the I'm gonna like get us this dope Twitter, but then I'll just kind of use it as my Twitter. But then John Merfeld still wouldn't have gotten a Twitter, so I can remain ideologically pure.
Yes, yeah.
That's I'm not
the biggest corrupter in America today.
Because I'm not a Twitter guy, but it'd be cool if I had one.
Yeah, that's like some Real House of Cards stuff right there.
Bingo. So I think I'm really going to sweep this contest. I don't even know who's running against me. I announced my candidacy like 3 months ago.
Man, I can
big crowd.
I'm going to come in and run against you so it feels contested.
I mean,
have a minor in astrophysics, so that kind of counts, right?
I guess, kind of, yeah. You could probably come and vote. Brennan also texts me back. He says he's more Bernie than Hillary, which is pretty much what we said, in that he did not definitively answer.
Yeah. That makes sense for him. I still think he's more of an O'Malley kind of guy.
Yeah, I feel like he's more...
Give me a couple minutes to
think
room alone with him. We'll see what we're
I think Brennan's more sexist than anti-Semitic, probably.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Brennan is from where I'm from,
yeah.
And there are just a lot of Jewish people there.
Right.
So he's used to us.
And like zero women.
Well, like a couple. Like his mother is like one of the three.
I can't think of any others.
Yeah, me neither. Off the top of my head, but get back to me.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank.
I feel like Scott, I'm sure you could convince him. I feel like I do not have, like, I feel stupid when people ask me, like, why I'm supporting Hillary, because I kind of
I hate Brat.
Here's your simple solution. Here's your simple answer.
I just kind of, yeah.
Is,
what's my simple answer?
I prefer actual, real, common sense solutions to largesse.
Well, yeah, but then I sound like a like a D hole.
Yeah, exactly. Like what Scott sounds like all the time.
Yeah, because like that is what it is, but like that answer isn't very concrete, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
Why do we have to hold ourselves to this like?
Oh, you know, no, ideological. I agree. I'm just
huge
saying,
level.
I agree.
There's like real people who are suffering at the moment.
No. I agree. It's just like if it were me in a room with a Bernie supporter, I don't think I could like. I don't think I could convince.
Yeah, them. I've taken on a one man crusade of being the one person on Facebook who will post pro Hillary articles.
Yeah, I appreciate that,
and I can just tell because so there's a thing called Clout. It's a service that lets you track your social media prowess.
Sounds like something you would need.
And my clout score has just plummeted since I started doing it. Like my statuses get like a quarter of the likes. Facebook's not showing my stuff to anyone.
Oh, don't worry.
It thinks that no one wants to see it.
Facebook shows your stuff to me.
I guarantee if Scott posts one pro Bernie article and just is like, I've been converted, 300 likes.
Oh, absolutely.
Immediately 300 likes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People are like, we did it.
Just go back and find some Huffington Post, like, here's why I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
An H.A. Goodman article.
H.A. Goodman articles. I got into a Twitter war with
H.A. Goodman is my.
Wait, literally? With the. Wow. With the HuffPo.
Have you seen H.A.
Goodman? With the HuffPo quote unquote reporter?
Let me read you some of H.A. Goodman's.
His headlines are absolutely.
Let's do it.
Absolutely off the wall.
Let's do this. March 28th, 2016. It's time for Hillary Clinton to concede the Democratic nomination to Bernie Sanders.
I saw that one.
April 6th, Wisconsin just elected Bernie Sanders president.
Okay.
That's your state, John.
April 11th.
I sure didn't do that.
This was the one that got me in trouble.
This is recent.
Bernie Sanders will become the Democratic nominee even if Clinton leads in delegates. So then I called him out.
Screw math.
Oh yeah, you're right. So this guy's
This guy's whole central argument.
Isn't Clinton so dumb that she doesn't realize that?
This guy's whole central argument. Yeah. Also, if you wanna see what he looks like, this is his smiling mug.
Hey, all right, what a mug.
This guy's whole central argument is she's gonna get indicted.
Oh
and
yeah.
As he the day that he published that one, Politico came out with this like really long and extensive. Or like history of past Clinton and no one's gonna be able to see, but scandals. I'm doing the air quotes.
Those were air quotes. Right.
We're saying like she's not gonna get indicted. Like this is a scandal.
Well, that's what it feels like. Yeah,
I feel like if she was gonna get indicted, it would have happened.
That's what I thought. It feels like all that other stuff that's happened over the past like 30 years.
Yeah.
So like I sent that to him, and I'm like, you're publishing clickbait, and he is. It goes to like the top of Reddit all the time. He's making probably a lot of money.
Oh yeah, I mean they're big bold headlines that people want
to
see.
Yeah,
plus people on Reddit like to see that Bernie will still win despite all of the
math. Yeah. So despite evidence, I am right.
So he tweeted back to me. He's like, "Your research is literally one source," which made me mad. So I just Googled and sent him like 10 other articles, and I was like, "I can continue if you want." And he didn't respond.
Oh yeah.
Continue.
Slap him down.
Yeah. This man, I have a personal grudge against him now.
I thought he was fun. He kept on trolling.
Oh. Keep on trolling. That's what we say.
I think it's so much better with the hand movement.
It really is. Yeah, upsetting that people can't see this. There should be like an Electric Hour television special at some point.
Do you guys know what is meant by like when people in a sentence will surround a word by two tildes?
Oh, yeah. It's like. Like in a text or something?
Yeah.
It's like I think it's meant to make it more magical. Yeah.
Ugh, okay.
Like jazz hands.
Are people going to start doing air tildes?
No, I mean, I think those are just jazz hands. I think air tildes is jazz hands.
Oh, because the actual thing would be like this. It would be kind of a little wave.
Just a little
wave motion.
I mean, you could just do this.
Yeah, that's true.
If air tildes start being like air quotes or people just do them.
Just people just do them, yeah. Because air quotes are great.
For a second, I'm like,
Very easy to do.
Yeah.
I thought you said air tittle.
No.
Because the dot on top of the eye is called the tittle.
That's right.
Right, right.
So it was like, people put eyes on words.
Boom. I think that's just pointing.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Jahan's birthday today.
Yeah. Fan favorite.
My Apple Jahan Watch Madani. Just told me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Fancy.
Tufts Republicans is having a CNN Race for the White House viewing tonight.
Wow, a CNN viewing.
My engineering leadership class, we had an entire discussion on the Republican race recently, and it was very, very interesting. I spoke a lot about Chris Christie because I was the resident person from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh, man.
And it was like, oh, I thought he was the angry one, but then everyone else turned out to also be the angry one.
Yeah. They really pigeonholed themselves.
Yeah, you don't run as the angry guy in a race when you've been out of office for 8 years. Your party's been out of office, because then everyone's angry.
Yeah. Except for Kasich. He seems like... he's sure angry about those abortions, though.
Oh, man, he really hates those abortions. Those are his least favorite thing.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you think when I'm running for PR coordinator in a couple hours here at 574, you think I should come out as staunchly anti-abortion?
Yeah, I think, it's a good stance.
I'll be at 574 during that. I'll be working.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, elections are at noon.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll just take my leave and just 12:15. Watch.
Yeah, that'd
be great. Do you have to be a member to vote?
There's a pretty loose standard of membership in Society of Physics students.
Should join.
So they just like whoever shows up.
I feel like I took physics.
Well, no, 13. It is. No, you're good, because it's technically, I think the literal definition is like it's open to all physics students.
I've taken physics courses.
If you're an astro minor, that's,
yeah.
You know. You should run on the platform of you have the most friction.
I think people will interpret that wrong.
Like sexually?
I don't know. Wrong.
I mean, that's kind
maybe
of right.
Maybe sexually, yeah. Well...
Is there a wrong way to
be? Boom!
What is the adjective if something has friction? Frictionous?
Rough.
Yeah, rough.
Sandy. I don't know.
Frictitious?
I guess it's really just rough or smooth, right?
I think it's rough. I think it's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a high coefficient of friction.
Yeah, that's how I would describe
mew
it.
Mew is real up there.
Mew, yeah. Oh, really, dude.
High level mew.
God bless mew. God bless mew.
Whoa. People, I'm looking at the use over time of the word friction.
Well, I really peaked over there in like 1915.
People in the 1990s really liked their friction.
That's the 1900s.
Wait, or 1900s.
Is this just like a Google...
Google has like of words.
Right, right. Well, that's pretty cool.
I guess people got really interested.
538 just published a thing of like when people stopped capitalizing internet, which I've never capitalized.
Well, that's actually recent.
Yeah, apparently. It was more recent than I would have thought.
AP Stylebook, which is great because now the Tufts Daily will stop doing it.
Yeah, I think it's annoying.
AP Stylebook, like a couple days ago, actually just was like, we're not going to capitalize internet anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a proper noun. It's a concept.
It's like, hasn't the shock worn off yet?
I really like looking at media from like the late 90s and stuff where like everyone's still like kind of getting into the internet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Have, like, and email.
I was rewatching the first episode of The West Wing yesterday and they said, let's get this out to digital and print media. Which was just like, wow, that's a really 90s phrase. I think they just say media today.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there used to be a difference.
Well, because back then when you said media, they were like, oh, we'll just send it to the Washington Post.
Wapo.
And not their website.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
The good old corrupt Washington Post.
Oh, Evan, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to cut to a quick track, and then we'll come back with some more hard-hitting analysis?
Sure.
All right. This song is a little dorky. But I think it's really sweet.
It's called The Little Dorky.
No, it's I'm not allowed to say it. It's by Lily Allen. She's this British pop singer. I just think it's a good song. And, you know, makes me all bubbly inside. So why not, right? Let's just do it. Here we go. You're listening to The Electric Hour. I'm John C. Murphy. I'm joined by Evan Starnes and God Girls. All right, we'll come back in a little bit. Bye!
It's 5:00 in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come up the stairs. And I pretended I was sleeping, and I was hoping you were creeping with me. Put your arm around my shoulder, and it was if the room got colder. Kiss me. Are you mine, 'cause I stay here all the time, watching.
That was Lily Allen with Who'd Have Known. You're listening to Our Come the Electric, remaining and expanding. Yeah, that's right. No Brennan here to tell me not to say that stuff today. You know, we keep it hip. You got to co-opt it. You know, you can't let them win. Wow, we gained another listener.
Woo!
Wow, 11 listeners just online. Thank you, and a bunch of analog car listeners.
Probably.
Man, it's this hot political talk. It's these contested Society of Physics students elections that have people.
And TCU corruption.
And TCU corruption.
We're really uncovering all the big scandals of our time.
Yeah, we really are. This is great. This is hard-hitting stuff. Speaking of government gripes, though, mine is Tom Wheeler making me the Federal Communications Commission director, of course, which used to just be the Federal Radio Commission, fun fact. So it's like we were there all along. Anyway, he is always trying to get us to read these PSAs on air, so we have to do that, and we're going to turn it over to Scott to do that.
I'm so excited.
So get ready to learn something.
Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It's also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. S-C-A-P.
SCAP! You know, they reel you in with this, like, hey, here's just some random good party tips. And it's like, but don't serve alcohol to minors. Yeah, I feel like that would have hit harder if they had been like, here's some suggestions for great games, or like,
hey, cool drinking game, PSA.
Yeah.
How do we get that one on the air?
Right. But the coolest drinking game of all is not serving alcohol.
Sobriety.
Yeah.
Sobriety. Everyone's a winner with sobriety.
Oh, man. Yemi last night at stand-up, someone was doing something about like phrases you learn when you're young, like stop, drop, and roll, and like look what's like for your street. And Tim was like, oh yeah, you could add another one that's just like, when you're drowning, just weep.
Oh no.
And I really wanted to have those be our tank tops this year.
When you're drowning, just weep.
Because that's
but that adds more water.
That's how Tammy sees the world,
water.
You know.
Yeah.
The water! That's what that's from.
Yep.
That word immediately in my mind was inflected that way, and I was like, wait, what's it from?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Scott's finest hour on stage.
What a mess.
Oh,
what
Lord.
Mess.
Scap would be proud.
Oh, yeah.
Scap
would be proud.
I'm thinking that Scap, like, in the 90s had, like, this whole, like, rap thing going on about not serving alcohol.
The Scap rap?
It's the Scap
oh,
rap.
Oh, yeah. And these little like videos they'd produce where like, you know, it pans over to like their four interns like standing around a table like, gee, Billy, great peanut snacks here at the party.
Really glad you brought the Mountain Dew so that I could alternate with these alcoholic beverages.
Cause I'm 23. Man, Scap. Yeah. I feel like Scap is today Scap is just the husk of the organization it once was.
Yeah, probably Scap in the 90s. Used to have like huge influence.
Back in the 1920s?
Yeah, it was like the cultural institution of Somerville.
Yeah.
Back in the 1920s, there was only Scap.
Yeah. Just Scap and Big Brother. Man, oh man. All right, so guys, you're seniors, right? Mm-hmm. You're about to pack up those rucksacks, sling them over your shoulders like a couple of train hopping hobos. Trains that will take you to your well-paying jobs. But I've been trying to get at this fundamental question, which is, looking back on your college experience.
Oh, no.
What's your biggest regret? Or, alternatively...
Coming on the electric.
Oh!
Turn that beef over on the grill.
Or yeah. Oh, gee, oh, true. Oh, that beef. That Pharrell's beef. Yeah, that's it's pretty well done on that side. I'll just... Yeah, thank you, Evan. You know, what's something you never thought... What's the... Like, something you never thought you'd experience or see? You know, obviously, it's got to be radio appropriate, but, you know. So it can't just be, like, boobs.
Boobs.
If that's the craziest thing you saw, then, you know, it's fine. I don't know.
No, I was just saying it because we were on the radio and I felt scandalous.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to say that, but they're not a swear.
It is a part of the human anatomy.
Yeah, it's
well,
the scientific,
a slang term
it's
a science, for
it. It's a slang term for a scientific term. The breasties.
I mean, that's... I can't call my... Are you saying I can't call my hands grabbers? or my feet swalkers?
I guess.
The grabbers thing was unrelated to the previous thing.
Well, it didn't sound like it.
It
didn't
sound... very related.
It sounded pretty connected.
I realize now that it was very poor choice.
Does that mean I can call them grabbers?
I should have led with the walkers. oh, what a poor
I think
my biggest regret.
Yeah. I feel like if I was asked to like rename my hands based on the function they do, I'd probably say holders instead of grabber. Even outside of that context, grabber sounds just a little...
Pokers,
it's
maybe?
A little force. Yeah.
That's... I guess it'd be fingers.
No, that's just a finger.
Yeah, but like, you know, the hand...
I think my fingers are more like scoopers. You know, like into bowls of batter, for example.
Yes, that's exactly what that hand motion reminded me of.
Do you scoop?
What? This hand motion? I don't know.
It just reminded me of that goat behind the barn, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you scoop more than you point?
The really nice goat legs.
I mean, if we're talking this, yeah.
Yeah, that come hither.
Wow. Right. Wow, this is...
Can't say that on the radio.
Oh, come on.
You can.
This is what happens when I just wake up.
Man, this is the most vulgar episode we've had in a while. Apologies to all the...
Unintentionally.
All the tiny...
We've been pretty good about actual swear words.
Yeah, oh, for sure. We've been flawless so far.
Did we lose all of the
listeners? No, we retained them all. They like this raunchy content.
Hey.
Anyway, though, that's interesting about renaming your hand based on their primary function.
Yeah.
Your nose would be your sniffer.
My dad calls my nose sniffer and my teeth choppers.
But not his.
Not his, no.
Just, he uses the real name.
Yeah, my dad's a doctor. No, he's not. He has a doctorate degree, but he's not.
Makes him a doctor of philosophy.
Yeah, that's true. But what's, you know, what knowledge do you want to pass on, I guess, is what I'm saying, you know?
This is like the hardest question.
Yeah. When Anthony Monaco pins you up on that cross at graduation and says, what do you leave behind?
As he does with all of the Jewish students.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Right.
Ooh.
As Anthony Monaco is on the record as doing with all the Jewish students. When he pins you up...
scandals.
With clothespins, of course.
Yes,
it's
of course.
I think that's my government, right?
It's evocative. Y'all, Tosh has this weird policy. Yeah. It's Romanesque.
We've all accepted it.
Yeah.
it is Romanesque.
It's nonviolent, but certainly evocative of a simpler time. When he does that and says, you know, what do you leave behind? What are you going to say?
Make more friends that aren't just in comedy.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Like, no, I enjoy having the number of comedy friends that I have. I would enjoy having more friends not in that circle as well.
Yeah.
I feel like now I just have conversations with friends about, what about that comedy meeting we were just at?
Yeah, it's tricky when your major is full of awkward people.
Yeah.
I have a similar problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say, especially to like freshmen, your friend's freshman year will not be your friend's senior year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They just won't.
I'm actually still...
I mean, like, save, like, one or two people. Like, the crowd you hang out with freshman year won't be the crowd you hang out with senior year.
No, the crowd I hung out with freshman year was not the crowd I hung out with sophomore year.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I joined comedy sophomore year.
High crowd turnover. Oh, that's true. You were just
and
a
I quit
swimmer.
The swim team.
You're a swimmer boy freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Evan, what's your best swimming memory?
Oh, my God. I have so many really good swimming memories.
Scott, but what's your best swimming memory also? Both of you think of...
The good. Time I didn't drown was really... I actually used to be on the swim team in like early summer middle league? School.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the JCC swim team.
In Bridgewater?
Yeah.
Oh, we swam against you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was in the JCC
We were the Bridgewater Tide.
Yeah.
You were definitely at my pool.
Yeah, we were the...
Oh my gosh.
The Palisades Wave Runners.
Long before you guys...
We fought you guys a bunch and always won.
Yeah, why do swim teams have, like... Why are swim teams the only... Like, all swim teams are named after water stuff.
Well, that's not true. My high school swim team was named the Norsemen, and my college one was named the Jumbos.
Exactly. Water stuff.
That's true.
Elephants drink water.
And they are... So their bodies are made up of, like, 70% water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... But definitely, like, all youth ones are.
It's like, not
yeah,
all baseball true. Teams are named, like, the Bats.
Yeah, I guess the summer league team that I worked at was the Dolphins.
Except for the Gotham Bats.
But swimming's more of a lifestyle thing than baseball is. Like, swimming is like, that's a whole part of the world is in the ocean.
That's like a majority part of the world.
And that's where all the swimmers
are. And
a
majority of the fish.
Well, like, some of the fish.
True. No, I think a big majority of the
At least
fish,
a plurality.
I feel like a lot of them are, like, illegal seafoods across the country.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like the fish population is not representative of the fish population larger at whole.
And especially not in this room.
Yeah. This room has a couple fish that support Hillary Fishton. Fishy Clinton.
Wow. Wow.
I think it'd be Fishery Clinton.
Or
Hillary Codton.
Hillary Krillton.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the obvious this Bernie is a, Salmon.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, right. Bernie. Yeah. Perchy salmon, perhaps.
Perchy
even.
Salmon.
That's a stretch, though. Evan, best swimming memory.
No,
other than the time Scott didn't drown.
I mean, and I really, really enjoyed that memory.
That's a fond memory.
No, my favorite swimming memory is probably in high school, my final meet when, like, so the team got together. We did, like, this huge, 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 like, chant, and it got me, like, so pumped that I just got all
burst.
The PRs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Nice.
The testosterone and adrenaline were just pumping, and then I was... Yeah.
It just popped?
You just popped.
I just popped. If I just kept going.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, no!
Now there goes the whole
one. Oh, God.
Wow. So all it takes is the love of your team, huh?
Oh, and I really, really, really love that team.
Wow. Maybe if I had loved my swim team, I could have broken your PRs.
You could have broken my PRs.
Yeah.
I like to make fun of Aiden now because I ask him what his times were in events, and then I tell him that I was better. And it's funny because Aiden's like so much taller than me and so much thinner than me.
Yeah.
Be like, Aiden should be faster than
Evan.
It
just takes him objectively less time to get across the pool.
But that's
because he's longer.
Yes, because he dives in and he's there.
Yeah.
So I like to make fun of him a lot, but he dishes it right back. Because he is still physically fit and I am not. Because I went and did comedy after I quit the swim team.
Yeah, I think you look pretty fit.
Oh.
Actually, you know who looks super fit is Brian O'Keefe.
Well, because he continues to do sports.
Yeah, man. That guy has a bod.
Tom Rinn.
Oh, Tom.
Also, surprising.
Remember when Tom and Brian did the thing and they both took their shirts off?
Yeah.
And everyone was like not annoyed because we were like, okay.
Tom is low-key the most swole member of majors.
Oh, yeah.
Tom goes swole on the air.
Well, he just did. Tom goes to the gym
like
every morning.
Bad word, but
every single morning,
weird.
Tom is in the gym.
No, you can say it. You can say it at least twice per show.
Well, we're done.
We just did. Yeah,
that was it. Yeah.
We're done.
Good. Yeah.
No more saying swole.
Yeah. Great.
Well, now the FCC is going to come after you. We're actually going to come after John and
Brennan. Let's read another PSA just to
be sure. Yeah, that'd be good.
The PSA to swole ratio.
We'll just do a bunch of station IDs. You just have to say the station.
This is WMFO
Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Medford.
Bobby Newport.
Ah, what a good show.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, what a good three seasons of a show.
The first two seasons are not good.
The first season is not good.
I think the second season, I'd say two through four.
When what's-his-name leaves?
Brandanowitz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
through
true.
No fault of his own, but like that's when the show got fine. Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I still think two was good.
Mm. Two was good.
I think
two was good
two.
Because that was when yeah. Chris and Ben come in.
Yeah, I think
also
two,
talk about like every character significantly changing.
Well,
in that show, save Leslie,
and that was the one who I most wanted to change, I guess. I got pretty frustrated the last few seasons because it was just like...
Because you hated how she was still optimistic after all that stuff.
Well, and still like super stubborn and like never listened to anybody. She never listened to anybody. Yeah, I just thought that was the character that most needed development.
I liked whenever she had conversations
Chris
with Ron.
Chris Pratt's character has changed... most dramatic.
His character from season one to season two was like he's the worst kind of person.
He wasn't likable.
That wouldn't have been sustainable to have that guy in the show.
Well, they didn't expect to.
Right.
And then they were like, you can be lovable. We'll keep you on, and then you can go to Marvel.
I just felt like by the end the pathos wasn't really earned.
Did you see the Doctor Strange trailer?
No.
Oh.
It's pretty strange.
It's Chris Pratt.
No.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Brutal teen. Cabbage patch.
What are you saying? Benedict Cumber Snatch of Sherlock fame.
Yep.
Where are you guys at with the Sherlock thing?
I know some people. I really enjoy Sherlock.
Well, I do too. I know some people really don't like it, and I feel like there are people who know a lot about TV.
Why don't they like it?
I don't know. They
don't like intelligence.
Is it too long?
It's because of Stephen Moffat.
I think it's the
I could see how people would not like his character.
Yeah, I think people...
I guess people would think he's obnoxious.
Like the same way someone wouldn't like Dr. House.
Yeah, I think what I've read and what I kind of can see is like that it's just really well produced, but like maybe the writing and plotting aren't actually that good. But I like it.
Yeah, I also really like it.
I find it extremely entertaining.
It's convenient that things are the way that they are in
Sherlock.
That's
Arthur
sense.
Conan Doyle's fault, kind of. Yes. Let's not blame Stephen Moffat.
Did you just say Arthur Conan Doyle?
Conan Doyle.
Arthur Cronenberg Doyle. Oh, boy.
Arthur McPoyle.
Man, we've covered some ground today.
Yes, we have.
And we got to wrap up in a minute here. But yeah, I know. Time flies.
When you're a clock pilot.
Ugh.
At Sam Gordon. At Clam Gordon.
I'm leaving.
Everyone follow him. Go on Twitter at
Asian J Pairs. Have you seen Asian J Pairs?
No.
Oh, because you're not on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
Someone made a parody account.
Says it's Jamie in the Oh, it's not? Ooh.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Even better.
I thought Asian J Pairs was just his latest mantra. Or his latest name.
Nope.
No. Oh, wow.
It is a parody account of Aiden.
Wow.
Aiden like quoted its first tweet and was like, am I being cyberbullied right now?
Wow. That's pretty funny. Is it funny?
Hey, PSA, don't cyberbully.
I'm not sure. I haven't really looked. I mean, like, I'm guessing it's just parody.
At the moment, it's just one parody of his most famous tweet.
Okay. So, Twitter accounts to follow, we're telling you.